This is Tri-States Public Radio News.
With less than a month before the election, many political candidates are ramping up campaign efforts to win over voters. That often includes participating in candidate forums or debates. Most West Central Illinois political candidates vying for state or federal offices have agreed to share the stage with their opponent, provide their perspective on the issues, and answer questions. But that's not the case for one politician. Tri-States Public Radio's Emily Boyer reports.
Republican State Representative Noreen Hammond of Macomb says she will not participate in any debates. Hammond was appointed to office in December 2010 following the death of former Representative Rich Myers. This is the first time Hammond has had a challenger. Democrat John Curtis of Macomb is a small-scale farmer and teacher at Western Illinois University. He told Tri-States Public Radio's Rich Egger that he wants to debate the issues with his opponent.
I feel like the public has a right to know, and I'm afraid the truth is that she's not necessarily afraid of me, but she's afraid to have to answer questions of her own people. And that's a problem. When your representative will not appear publicly, you have a problem.
She says there have been too many negative things said in this campaign.
Well, you know, the truth hurts sometimes when you're not supporting your community, when you're voting with an unpopular governor at the expense of your local community, then that, you know, people are going to be calling you out on your record. That's one of the risks you take when you become an elected official.
Curtis and Hammond were scheduled to participate in a candidate forum organized by the State University Annuitants Association. Curtis did attend and took questions from the audience, but Hammond canceled the day before the debate.
You used the magic word with SUAA because they referred to it as a debate. You referred to it as a debate. And they were insisting that it was not going to be a debate. And in fact, the entire agenda was a debate agenda.
Are you not interested in debating?
No.
Why not?
I'm just not.
No particular reason?
Nope.
We're seeing other lawmakers in this region that are debating their opponents.
Sure. I'm not interested.
In a democracy, you don't think that's important to have debates?
I don't think. I think when you look at the debates that are going on at the national level right now, is that healthy? Is that healthy for our nation? I don't think any of those are healthy.
Hammond turned down an invitation to share the stage with Curtis at the McDonough County League of Women Voters Candidate Forum. Hammond also declined Tri-States Public Radio's request to sit down with Curtis for an interview. Dr. Keith Bockelman is the chair of the Political Science Department at Western Illinois University. He says there is research to show that voters who watch debates better understand candidates' stances on the issues and are better informed. As for Hammond's comment about the presidential debates not being healthy for the country, Bockelman says while they have been ugly, there has been some value.
There are a lot of cases where voters will judge debates more on an emotional level. I read one study that suggests the best way to understand who won or lost a debate, quote unquote, is to turn the sound off. And so from that perspective, voters are also judging a lot of body language factors and other things that may not be directly related to the issues. However, again, there is at least one study that suggests that after seeing debates, voters do understand better what the issues associated with each candidate are.
Can you talk a little bit about kind of a candidate's perspective as to whether or not to participate in a debate and whether that be beneficial or harmful for their campaign?
Well, generally, the old saw is that incumbents want to debate as little as possible and challengers want as many debates as possible. And the idea behind that is basically if you put the incumbent and the challenger on the same stage answering the same questions, the idea in voters' minds is that they're equal. And so usually that's disadvantageous for the incumbent who wants to be seen as already more experienced and above the challenger. So I think from that perspective, you can kind of see that playing out in this current controversy.
And with an incumbent, though, they are already an elected official. Is there not some sort of expectation that they can stand on a stage, answer questions of the public, and, you know, want to find the best representative for their community?
Well, I think there is, yeah. But I think they also have more to lose politically by debating usually, and that's why sometimes they don't want to do it as much. I think maybe a good example of that would be in the presidential level. The first debate between President Obama and Mitt Romney in 2012, that was widely seen as a bad debate for President Obama, where he didn't do as well as Mitt Romney, and his standing in the race went way down for a while, and he did eventually recover with better debate performances. But I think there's a perception that if voters, if the incumbent has a bad performance, then that can hurt them more than a good performance can help them.
But these debates, I mean, they're a primary source of information for voters. They're a campaign ritual that we've seen play out locally and nationally as well.
Right.
Do voters miss out by not having the opportunity to hear both candidates?
I think voters do miss out from not having the opportunity to get that information from the candidates, yeah.
That is Dr. Keith Bockelman, who is the chair of the Political Science Department at Western Illinois University. He says a lot of times the narrative surrounding the debate regarding who won and who lost can have a bigger impact than what actually happened on the stage. Bockelman will be joining Tri-States Public Radio for analysis on election night. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.